Viewpoint, CRTV.
Results of a recent survey by the National Institute of Statistics indicate that 10 million Cameroonians in five regions are living in poverty. Among the five regions are the Northwest and Far North regions, which have been hard hit by protracted armed conflicts. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe draws a correlation between poverty and conflict.
The fifth Cameroon Household Survey, ECAM 5, whose results were published recently, indicates that 38.6% of Cameroonians out of an estimated population of 27 million cannot access basic resources and amenities that can enable them to lead decent lives. According to the World Bank, these are individuals and households with an income threshold below 813 francs per person per day. The United Nations Development Programme, the UNDP, says beyond just income, this poverty encompasses various dimensions such as access to education, health, and social inclusion. It is the deprivation of human capabilities and the lack of access to resources and opportunities needed to live a decent life. As would be expected, this poverty is more widespread in rural areas with an incidence rate of 56.3%, while the incidence rate in urban areas is 21.6%. The Far North, North, Adamawa, East, Northwest and Southwest regions of Cameroon are among the most hit by poverty. Coincidentally, these are also the regions where terrorist and migratory incursions have dealt a death blow on the people's livelihood and social systems. In the Northwest and Southwest regions particularly, the protracted socio-political crisis that has held these regions hostage for 7 years running has also taken a heavy toll on production and distribution activities. Poverty is now glaringly visible on the faces of many in neighborhoods, villages, and towns. Hundreds of thousands of young men and women have dropped out of school. Healthcare facilities have been badly damaged. Road, water, and electricity infrastructure vandalized. Family units destroyed through massive internal displacements, with thousands of IDPs negotiating life from the fringes. And social values have been seriously eroded. Summary killings, kidnappings, banditry, scamming, drug addiction, and prostitution have become the multifaceted monsters eating up the social fabric and kinship ties. Yet the most damaging of the destructions has been on the collective psyche of the people. Researchers are all unanimous that the relationship between poverty and conflict is a self-perpetuating vicious cycle where the feedback loop between economic deprivation and violence exacerbate both, making it difficult to break the cycle without targeted interventions. Such interventions would necessarily target agricultural development programs, entrepreneurship support schemes, infrastructure development projects for roads, schools, healthcare facilities, energy and clean water in rural areas, social protection initiatives targeting vulnerable population, community empowerment projects to foster community participation and to empower local residents to take ownership of their own development priorities and initiatives. And over and above all, conflict resolution and peace-building initiatives. This is exactly what the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the Northwest and Southwest regions was designed to achieve. There is urgent need for measures to be taken for the PPROD to stay its course and achieve its purpose. But while targeted interventions are being consolidated, another more sustainable response would be to fast-track decentralization and give more technical, human resource and material wherewithal to local councils to make them veritable drivers for growth and development in rural communities.
Charles Tembe, Station Manager of CRTV Northwest, editorialist.